Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, author of Get Running and the founder of Forget the Gym and our resident run coach, Mary Jennings, is back in studio with us this week. Mary, great to see you. How are you keeping?
You too, Catherine. All good?
Good, good.
Great running weather?
Great running weather, absolutely. Yeah, I went out for a little one myself last night, so I was delighted. But you were out with our beginner Sinead last week. And
yes.
Let me know, how did you go?
Well, we got on great and I've been keeping in touch with her.
Yes.
Been on her case. So she sent me a little map of where she went the other night. Lovely. Evening run she did. And
well, remind
the
listeners, this is Sinead who hasn't, she's kind of starting from scratch in terms of running and hitting the 5K to do some of the runs with Ray.
Yeah, she is. We met last week in person and we kind of had a little run walk together to work out where she was at. And she'd done a bit before, but we kind of assumed she was nearly back to basics, but knowing she could get up a little bit more, say, quicker than a pure beginner. So she slot into kind of week 2 to 3 of a beginner's program.
Okay.
So I sent her away with homework and she's done 2 walk runs since I spoke to her last, and I'll be talking to her again over the next few days. And yeah, she's loving getting out and she's following the tips, I hope, of slowing down, enjoying it and fitting it into her routine.
And is she finding it easier yet? Because I always find it interesting when I talk to women who've just started running, because it does take time. It is that sort of uncomfortableness, and women talk about being out of breath and that fear that comes with being breathless.
Yes.
It's a big part of that fear around running, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the uncertainty. If you've never done something before, not only do you have the fear of that, but you might also be a little bit self-conscious of thinking, you know, oh my God, what are my friends might think, or even strangers. You know, I often see that when I start with beginners groups, they're more comfortable running in a group of 10 or 20 women than they are to go out in their own neighbourhood and do a lap of the block, you know.
Because it's like even just the physical sensation of bouncing a little
bit
more.
I know, it's taking people out of their comfort zone, but it's trying to do it safely and comfortably. And we spoke on last week's podcast a little bit about sports bras and things like that. And just, I suppose, to reiterate that, I often think for women, like, that's nearly more important than the shoes.
100%.
You know, it's comfort, isn't it? If you don't feel comfortable and relaxed, then you're going to be tense the whole way throughout.
I always say that, bra first and shoes second.
Yeah, I think so. You know, if you're comfortable, and particularly women who have, say, a larger chest than I might have, you know, it's your support, it's your posture, it's how it impacts how you're standing. So it's not just the bounce. It's, you know, if you are, you kind of tilted slightly forward, you might be bent more forward. That's going to impact your breathing, your posture, everything. So get the comfort right and then
You're good to go. All right, today we're going to look at some of the setbacks when it comes to training, be it an injury or life getting in the way, because they happen and they can really throw you.
No, it is true. And like, we're a couple of weeks into this now and I know there'll be some people who started gung-ho and all went to plan and maybe the bank holiday weekend knocked them out the window for various different reasons, or maybe the heat of last week, or a work deadline, or like me, tripped over a stone and went flying. And
Did you?
So simple. I'm only saying that it can happen to anyone. An injury doesn't have to be, you know, from particularly running. Mine was just pure distraction and just tipped a stone and you know, it set me back. I mean, I'm not training for anything major.
So what did you do? Did you strain an ankle?
Just a swollen knee and things like that. But it's more the caution of, okay, that now threw me back out a week. You know, it impacts your confidence maybe for someone, or it just, you know, plays around with the routine, particularly someone now who's following a plan here now to get to the end of June. And they might have thought, oh my God, everything's out the window now. I've done enough of these bits and pieces over the years to know you just adapt, you take your time, you ease back in. Probably the worst thing would have been to plough on through.
Yes.
You know, so to take a step back, see how you're feeling. So if anyone has had a setback like that, just a kind of more of a bad luck injury, shall we call it, just take your time and readjust. But, you know, other things, any kind of setbacks you have, you know, we can learn from them in many ways. So if it's something like an injury that you did too much too soon, or you wore the wrong gear, or do you know what's a really interesting one at the moment? People moving to flip-flop shoes. Nothing got to do with running.
Don't talk to me.
Did you notice that?
I was doing the garden at the bank holiday weekend and I was doing it in flip-flops.
Yeah.
And that the next day, the backs of my
calves
were
yeah.
in flitters.
Well, if you
so
think,
I couldn't go for my run. I had to go to a Pilates class and start stretching them out.
Well, isn't that the thing? And people then might have gone for a run and blamed the run for that.
Yes.
Where actually, if you think of when you wear flip-flops, you're gripping your toes the whole time to hold the shoe on, which means the sole of your foot gets tight and up the back of the heel and the ankle. And then that's all tight and you're thinking, oh, oh, maybe it's this new running. When actually it's just getting your toes out.
Because you do tend to clench your toes as well, even going up the stairs and the flip-flops.
So to try and relax that out. But I mean, we can get over the setbacks. You just have to adapt and go at it again. Start fresh again.
Okay. All right. Well, Ray Darcy himself has joined us on the line from his jollies. Ray, how are you doing, sir?
Catherine, I can't believe you did the garden in your flip-flops.
I know. And they tell me you're more a Birkenstock man.
Well, I do wear Birkenstocks, yeah. I find them very comfortable. But I'd never do the garden in them.
I know. And you know, I just started and I said, I'll go back and I'll change. I'll get into the runners. And I never did. But the calves the next day were in bits. But come here, we were talking.
Well, listen, Catherine, I heard you were out for a run last night, which is brilliant.
Yes.
Because I'd love to invite you on one of our 5K runs.
I am definitely going to be there, for sure.
Which one? Because we're going to Buncrana and Sligo, Mullingar, Clondalkin and Avondale in Wicklow. Which would you like?
Well, I was about to say which is the shortest, but I know they're all 5K. I will have to check the dates, but probably I'd love to bring ye home and come in with ye in Dublin. In Cork Park.
Brilliant. Love to see you.
Absolutely. Come here, have you had any injuries yourself to running? Because you're a big runner, obviously, and you always turn out for the Operation Transformation runs as well over the years. Have you experienced injuries?
Well, of late, I have to blame my children. Because
that's a good place
to start. On the trampoline, I put my back out. And then I was playing basketball with Tom. I think it was October, November, probably October before the weather turned. And I tried to, I thought I was playing for the Lakers or something like that, tried to do some fancy move. And before I knew it, I was in the physio. And I've only really recovered in the last month or so. So it's your brain thinking you can do one thing and your body saying, oh, no, you can't. So they're my injuries. And then back when I was starting off, you get it all. Mary will tell you. You just, because you're doing things with your body that you haven't done before. So you get niggles. But you can get through them. And if you have a friendly physio, or just take it easy.
And I think that's the one thing. If you are training for a 5K or you are training for a 10K, it is actually, and Carl Henry always says this as well, taking the time to assess where you're at. Mm-hmm. Because the what you want to do is just keep going and push through the injury. And that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of, we always say, listen to your body.
Yeah.
And because oftentimes you just head out the door and just have your eye on the finish line rather than thinking about how your body is. And sometimes our body will tell us long before we're injured.
Yeah, but some people listen to their body and they don't get out of bed, you know. there's listening to your body and listening to your body.
There's a happy medium. We were talking about how the bank holiday can throw people off and going to on holidays and you're maybe having a glass of wine at night, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Have you kept the running up now on your jollies?
Oh yeah, I'm a sad man, but I do. I enjoy running on holidays, yes. Mm. And we're going to Spain for a week next week and I'll bring the runners with me. And I enjoy running in places that I haven't run before.
Okay, and how are you in the heat?
I'd run in first thing in the morning or in the evening.
Okay.
And then I feel not so guilty about whatever happens after that. So there you go.
It's done. The box is ticked. All right.
Exactly.
Well, listen. I can't wait.
Well, I'll just remind them, Catherine, before I go. Because that's why I took this time out off my holidays. It's just to encourage people to join us on our 5Ks. And we're in Buncrana and Sligo and Mullingar. And then Avondale and up to Corker Park. And you're going to be there on that day.
Yeah.
That day. And then go to runwithray.ie. Runwithray.ie.
That's where people can sign up.
And you get and you're doing a great job. And happy birthday, Sharon Shannon.
Oh,
that was mighty stuff, wasn't it?
She is just magic, isn't she? She's a great woman. Well, listen, go and enjoy the rest of the holidays now. Stay off that trampoline.
Thanks, Catherine. See you, Mary. Bye.
Bye,
now.
Bye, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.